People used to fear debt. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. In generations past, failure to repay a loan could land the debtor in prison. Well, attitudes changed with the advent of credit cards. Gradually, our society shifted from the acceptance of debt to virtual dependence on it. Once dependence becomes a way of life, excessive borrowing is difficult to avoid. Debt is often the first option considered when making a purchase. Debt borrows from tomorrow to pay for today. We presume upon the future rather than waiting upon the Lord. This interferes with His provision for our needs. While it's not a sin to borrow money, it is a sin to borrow and not repay. Shoppers rack up debt during Christmas and then spend months trying to pay it off, only to start the cycle again. It's far more economical to pay cash for those purchases. Debt has emotional costs. Soldiers on active duty rank financial stress greater than the stress they experience in combat. Excessive debt has relational costs as well. It's found in ruined relationships, partnerships, business opportunities, and marriages. The spiritual costs can inhibit the freedom to follow God's will. We miss opportunities to serve the Lord's purposes when we have two masters. Now, if you owe money, you understand the proverb declaring that the borrower is a slave to the lender. So break out of your prison with the plan to get debt free. Work hard, give first, save second, and then avoid more debt by paying cash. Implement a payoff strategy to reduce your credit card balances and learn to wait on the Lord. And if you need help reducing your credit card debt, contact Christian Credit Counselors. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC.